Ed, we're kicking off another commodity classic where one of the things that I know is of real interest is how some of the manufacturing companies like New Holland have really come out in support of biodiesel, even up to 100% in their equipment. Tell me how important that is to you know, not only people who are growing soybeans, but anybody involved in the biodiesel industry.
That's tremendously important. It's so exciting as a farmer to see a company such as New Holland and others following their lead step up to the promotion and recommended usage of biodiesel, a farm product, a product that could be made from the farm in this country from domestic resources. And New Holland's been involved in it for many years and been leading the way. So it's just real exciting to see this happen, and really, I think it really helps the credibility of these companies to promote this and to see the farmers' response to that. Hopefully, it'll just continue to be enhanced, and look forward to it moving forward.
Besides something like warranting their equipment on up to 100% biodiesel, what are some of the other things that a company like this could do to help in terms of the biodiesel development?
I would say making sure that the dealers and distributors get the right information on usage and handling of biodiesel so they can let the farmers, the ultimate customers, to learn that and to know about how to handle it, because it is important. It needs to be handled a little bit differently. No changes need to be made, but it just needs to be handled, make sure it's a top quality fuel going in that meets all ASTM specs. So I think that would be part of it, just an educational component to make sure the dealers can bridge that gap in information.
You're a soybean grower from Minnesota. Tell me just a little bit about your feelings and thoughts coming into this meeting this year.
It's quite exciting with the commodity prices we have. It's quite overwhelming and frankly, real scary to see these prices. I mean, $25 wheat a couple of days ago in the Minneapolis Grain Exchange. It doesn't look sustainable in so many ways. And that's the same with the biodiesel industry. It's really challenging, extremely challenging for these companies, these biodiesel companies, to have a 60-plus cent soybean oil feedstock. It just really is a difficult time. We're doing lots of things, watching the farm bill real closely to see if there will be a CCC bioenergy program, which of course helps companies to buy down the cost of the feedstock. That's extremely important. And of course, the extension of our tax credit hopefully will be included in some sort of a tax package here. So lots of things happening, but it's a real challenge right now.
So I assume with all these little temptatious goodies that the exhibitors here have on display, they're just probably hoping you brought your checkbook and ready to upgrade some equipment or something, right?
That's right. I was getting numerous postcards in the last few weeks on visit our booth and check this out, and it's fun to see. I've been farming for about 15 years, and it's the first time that all commodities, really, you can't go wrong planting any commodity in my part of the world. Wheat had really been phased out, and now lots of growers, myself included, are putting wheat back in the rotation. That's real exciting to see. But yes, it's the economics have greatly changed over loan rate and below loan rate products of crops of a few years ago, not that many years ago. Hopefully this can be sustained for a while we can continue this. But yeah, there's lots of goodies around the trade show. I have three small children, and so I'm filling a bag full to bring home for my kids. They like the little laser pointers and chip clips and those type of things. So it's a fun show to be part of.
Well, it's kind of hard to stick a combine in a little canvas bag, if you know what I mean. But well, thank you very much, Ed, for taking a few minutes with me here at Commodity Classic, and tell us a little bit about how some of these manufacturers like New Holland are really supporting biodiesel and industry that you're so definitely involved in. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.